New Delhi, on January 17, ahead of Republic Day, Delhi police are hunting for four other terror suspects besides the two who were arrested last week from the Jahangirpuri area in the national capital, sources said. Delhi police special cell sources say the terror suspects received weapons from Pakistan through the drop-dead method and were in touch with their handlers on the other side of the border through a social media app. Delhi police looking for four other suspects. They received weapons from Pakistan through the drop-dead method and were in contact with handlers in Pak on the Signal app. They got weapons at an unidentified location in Uttarakhand, which is being verified, sources said. This comes after two terrorists were arrested from the Jahangirpuri area in Delhi earlier in January who, according to the police, were tasked to carry out the targeted attacks in various states. Delhi police recently received information that eight people were involved in the module. The police suspect the possible presence of four suspects in India presently. Their handlers sitting at the border sent instructions on the Signal app, after which they shared the location of the bag full of weapons through Google Maps. About eight people are involved in this module of terrorists, out of which four can still be present in India only. Two terrorists were used to provide weapons and two were used to send the Google location of the weapons to their bosses by keeping the weapons at a particular location, sources said. According to sources, the weapons recovered from the terrorists were found at an unknown location in Uttarakhand, which is now being verified. Meanwhile, two terror suspects arrested on January 12 in the national capital's Jahangirpuri district were accused of carrying out targeted assassinations of right-wing leaders on January 27 and 31, Delhi police sources said on January 16. The Delhi police had earlier said it arrested two suspicious men and recovered two hand grenades from their house in the Balswaderi area of Jahangirpuri. The two suspects arrested by the special cell of the Delhi police were identified as Jagjeet Singh, 29, and Naushad, 56. They were produced before the Patiala House Court on January 13 and sent to police remand for 14 days. Police sources later claimed that three right-wing leaders of Punjab and Delhi were on their hit list, and they had even set a date and time to take out two of their targets. Later, according to sources, the suspects, now in police custody, had reseated two of their targets and had even taken note of their movements and daily schedules. The suspects were to receive 50 lakh rupees for killing the first target, 1 crore rupees for taking out the second and 1.5 crore rupees for eliminating the third. Both had received 5 lakh rupees as token money through hawala operators, sources claimed further. Police said they raided their rented house at the Shradhanand colony in the Balswaderi police station limits on January 14, under relevant sections of the Unlawful Activities Prevention Act, UAPA, and recovered hand grenades. They also recovered three pistols and 22 live cartridges from the suspects. On January 14, a Forensic Science Laboratory, FSL, team also visited the house and collected blood samples. According to sources, it is alleged that the suspects killed a person in the house and shared a video of the killing with their handler. The police said they were in the process of finding out who was killed. Delhi police earlier said it has information that Jagjeet Singh has links to Khalistani terrorist Arshdeep Dalla. He is also a member of the notorious Bambi gang and has been receiving instructions from anti-national elements based abroad, the city police said, adding that he is also a parole jumper in a murder case in Uttarakhand. Naushad is also associated with Harkat-ul-Ansar, HUA, a Pakistan-based terrorist group operating primarily in Jammu and Kashmir. He was sentenced to life in prison for two murders and was serving 10 years in prison in connection with a case under the Explosive Act. The accused lived in a rented house during Diwali last year, adding that neighbors said their house was under construction.